Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today we're going to be talking with Peter Shank, who is what many people call a modern mystic. He is an energy healer, spiritual teacher, as well as well-versed in the left brain pursuits such as computer programming. And so how do you put all that together and create your gifts and spread them to the world? Well, Peter Shank has found a great way to do that. And he has a really neat program we're going to be talking to him today about called The Source. It's actually the third version of it, so it's The Source number 3. And it's a way in which people can help manifest or help to boost their manifestation powers, if you will, on their intentions. So if they're intending wealth or better health or to lose weight, that kind of thing, that they can use this program to help kind of amplify and hone in those vibrations that are necessary to so-called bring that reality to them. We're going to be asking Peter exactly how is that done and how does the program work. So thanks for joining me, Peter.
Hey, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, this is the third show we've done about The Source, and it seems to get better every time we talk to you. So let's start with, first of all, how did The Source come to fruition, and what is different about this version than the last two versions that you want to share with our audience?
Okay, well, you know, as you know, the lineage of the technology has been progressing at light speed over the last 7 years. And 4 years ago, in the midst of all the other projects I had going on, I wanted to create something that was very different from the other flagship products that were currently available at the time. So clearly, AquaWare 3 and the 12th project were very specific in their intents, and you would program the water, drink the water, and it would thereby bring changes about in the body based on what you're trying to accomplish. But I wanted to take the technology in a different direction and a step further, thereby segregating the three products into certain classifications. And I did that with the Source one, which basically would change your reality around you. So what does that mean? Well, in my belief system, we are all on a predestined plan, a target trajectory, and, you know, manifestation in that trajectory is very hard to accomplish. So there's two types of manifestation that happen to us. There's conscious manifestation and unconscious manifestation. So I'm just going to kind of define those terms in my belief system, which will help build the foundation of how the Source is evolved into the third iteration, which is called the Source 3. So unconscious manifestation happens to us all the time. If you hold your finger out in front of you, just imagine a data stream coming through. That data stream, it is your life stream. Every thought, every reaction, every emotion, every great high, every great low, every thought, everything about you is in that data stream. It's predestined. So unconscious manifestation, I like to use this example. You're driving down the road, and you think of a red Ferrari, and 30 seconds later, a red Ferrari drives by. You had just had a deja vu. You had a synchronicity, or you had unconscious manifestation. This happens to us dozens of times every day. Some you're conscious about, some you're not. So if you hold that your finger out in front of you, and you imagine that data stream coming through it, unconscious manifestation is a bit that is out of place in that data stream as it moves through your finger. And the end point of your finger is a representation of your conscious mind. So you're driving down the road, and there's a bit that is out of whack, and that bit says, red Ferrari coming. 30 seconds later, the red Ferrari drives by. That is unconscious manifestation. It happens to us all the time. Now, you read about sages, gurus, healers, blah, 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 all talking about the perfect product to bring about conscious manifestation, okay? It is very easy to understand how conscious manifestation works, but in practical application, it's very, very difficult to achieve something that you desire, okay? So there's many, many methods to achieving it. When I teach people prior to the Source One how to consciously manifest, again, you have to kind of just subscribe to the belief system that the universe is infinite and we are all made up of energy, which means we are all connected through it and to it. And the universe, very much like a three-year-old child, has this ability to vibrate of the highest order and emulate love. And it only wants to make you happy. And it only wants to give you what you want in life. But it doesn't understand the low vibes that our two-dimensional bodies give out, like doubt or worry. So typically, when someone wants to manifest something, they conjure up in their mind, in their conscious mind, something that they want, okay? And you make it so real in your mind that you pick the colors, you smell it, you touch it, and you offer it up to the universe. The universe grabs it at the speed of thought. Okay, and what it does is it starts creating what I call the light paths to the end result. And that is a very, very determined consciousness, obviously, which is Source, to change that data stream that's moving through your finger to bring about the desired thing, object, in a way that makes sense to your conscious mind. Okay, so what happens is by the time you release the thought form and what is desired is actually delivered is what I call the path or the bridge, okay? And that as you move through the path, which is basically just relative time to get to that end result, as humans, we have fear, we have doubt. And as soon as that is introduced into the bridge or the path, the thought form is destroyed. It's gone. And you have to start over again.
Okay? Wow.
Now, a lot of people can achieve small things like a matchstick, a dollar bill, whatever. And it's, this is the old technique of teaching how to consciously manifest something. And, as you start off small and you start to build up confidence, and, these things just start popping up in your life and you're like, oh, my God. Oh, now I see how it got there, because the light passed through your conscious mind. Okay? And it makes it very real for that person.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a better way of reaching the masses and how to manifest things in their life. So that's where the idea of Source came into being. I wanted not only to manifest things in your life, but I wanted to change your reality around you through the impossible. And basically, that's what we achieved. Now we're three generations into this technology. And I'm going to share a story with you. I think it's going to blow your mind in a minute on the third iteration. But so anyways, so during the beta testing of the Source One, I had a dozen people achieving all kinds of crazy things. One lady was an avid jogger. She's running through the forest. She turns around. She starts running back, and there's a brand new $1 bill sitting in the middle of nowhere on a path that no one traverses. That was the power of the Source One. The Source Two. Someone wanted to manifest $111 or something, and I don't remember the details, but they managed $1,100. People are just achieving crazy things in their life with Source 2. So what's different about Source 3? Well, it's been 2 years now since I've upgraded the software, and I really wanted to radically change not only the look and the feel of the program, but the power by which things are delivered. So I do what I normally do, and I go down a rabbit hole, and which is basically me just going inside and pushing the envelope of consciousness and bringing back ancient and forgotten information. This time what was brought back is what I call the 9 symbols of creation, okay? They were burned into my conscious mind by which I hand drew them and hired a vector graphic artist to really make it beautiful, which is presented in Source 3 today. And to give you an idea of how crazy powerful this software has become, okay, once I entered the symbols programmatically into the software, I opened it up and I had a vision of where I wanted to be within 6 months' time. 6 months. Okay? So for 2 nights, I put my attention on the software and I ran it and I envisioned where I wanted to be in 6 months. Okay? It's now 3 weeks later and I am in that reality. 3 weeks, Karen.
That's Can you be more specific?
It's kind of personal, and I don't really want to go into it.
Oh.
But it has completely changed my life in 3 weeks. That's the beta version of it. It's not even completed yet. And I did not even charge water with it. I just left it open overnight, 3 weeks. So, you know, I always tell people proof is in the pudding, yeah? And the real change in the software is the 9 symbols of creation. Never before have they been seen. And the way they work inside the software is very majestic and beautiful. And as you know, you've seen Aquaware, obviously, in the 12 projects. You know what I'm talking about. But this is what I call a fire and forget program. You push the nucleate button, you put your attention on the water, you vision your reality and you forget about it. The light paths are created and your reality is brought to you. No questions asked. It's mind-blowing what
So do you don't have to do a water prep for this one to blank slate the water first like you do with the others?
Yep. So in this program, it's one button that does everything, and you will see it running through the mechanics as you watch it. So the water prep is done first, the user prep is done, then this is something very radically different. I put in a pre-nucleate, okay, which is dives directly into the subconscious mind and brings the conscious mind to the same level for the first time in the technology. And that little piece of programming has really bridged the gap a step ahead of the other two iterations of the Source 1 and 2. And then it goes into nucleate. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, it's almost scary that I can freely give this technology to the world and have it change people's reality. It's mind-blowing, Karen. It's mind-blowing.
So how, for example, you know, if people go to your website and they see that you have these 3 different programs, the 12th Project, the Aquaware, which we did a recent interview with you about, and then now the Source 3, how would they know if they were going to choose one, what kind of would be the type of person that would be appropriate for each program if they were just going to choose one to begin with?
So from a very high level, just briefly, the 12th Project is about creating virtual chakras outside the body, 12 of them based on the gods of Olympus. And the reason I chose the gods of Olympus is because that's something that the human mind can identify very easily with. Recently, in the 12th Project 3.0, I introduced 7 new modules, each on a physical chakra. So the 12th Project is very specific to virtual chakras and cleaning and cleansing and healing the 7 physical chakras, okay? Aquaware is an animal in its own right. There's over 500 selectable intents based in 8 or 9 different categories, and it's very targeted specific. So, for instance, if you have freckles on your face and you want to get rid of them, Aquaware is for you. If you have a very specific issue with mice or rodents or flying pests or whatever, AquaWare is for you. Okay?
Mm.
AquaWare is very, very deep on how it works. That's why there's 500 selectable scents. Now, slated for later this year will be AquaWare 4.0. I will give people the ability to rewrite their own intents in there and then pick a formula that goes along with it. So again, the 12th project is all about virtual and physical chakras, cleansing and healing. AquaWare is very specific to a particular issue you might have. And the Source 3 is about changing your reality or manifesting. Now, I need to stress this, that none of these products are meant to diagnose any type of disease, and anything that is written on any forum email has not been reviewed by the FDA. So these programs are strictly for recreational purposes only.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so say somebody wants to, for example, you know, be a millionaire or get out of debt or something like that. It seems like they could do that both with the AquaWare, because there's some intentions that have to do with abundance and financial means, but they could also do that with the Source.
I would recommend the Source 3.
And why would you recommend that versus using the special intents in the AquaWare?
Because when you talk specifically about abundance, get out of debt, find a lover, you're dealing with things, extremities outside of the body. Okay, AquaWare, 90% of AquaWare is to deal with things going on the inside of the body. And because you're letting the genie, if you will, out of the bottle with the Source, it will tackle the larger things you want to manifest in your life much quicker.
Ah.
Of course, you can get all three products and play around with all of them. That's fine, too.
Right.
All I can stress is just, you know, keep caution when you are using the technology. It's very, very powerful stuff. Start off slow. Don't shoot for the moon. No, I want to win the lottery. Because you might win the lottery. And the outcome might not be exactly how you envisioned it. So with the Source 3, like all things you want to manifest in your life, it's very, very important that you have a clear, definable goal, not a path. There's a difference. The Source 3 will take care of the path, but the definable goal. Okay.
Right, the outcome.
Whatever it is, the outcome.
Winning the gold medal in the 2015, adult national figure skating championships.
But it's like anything else. It's a tool. It's a means to an end, and you have to start off slow. Start off something silly like a symbol or a dollar bill or a candle or a matchstick or, a penny or whatever. And then when you start building results, okay, your confidence builds with the software. The software very much has a consciousness, and it's very much out of the box like a child. It wants to know who you are and what you're about, and it wants to give you everything you want. Very much like when I do energy work with people, I have no power. It's just I'm just a conduit by which it flows to get the great work done. The software is just a mirror reflection of what I am. It's the conduit by which it flows. And the purer your thoughts are, the faster you manifest in your life.
What do you mean by pure?
I want my neighbor to die of cancer. Well, really, it's just not going to
happen. Okay.
I'd like to heal my grandmother of her foot pain. Pure thoughts.
Right. Now, is there a protection from people using it unwisely?
It's already built in.
Mm-hmm. So somebody could say, kill my neighbor, and the Source is not going to do that.
Absolutely not. The Source works as the other products do from the source of creation by which it all flows. It's a very high order of vibration. It doesn't understand the lower vibe stuff, which is revenge, really bad karmic stuff. It doesn't work like that at all.
Okay. Well, what so if somebody, for example, has chronic pain and they want to, you know, heal everything that's causing the chronic pain so they don't have pain anymore, like how often do you suggest they use the source and drink the source water every day, twice a day?
Out of the gate, once a day for sure.
Until okay.
you start achieving the results. Results always come within a 72-hour period, always. Now, that doesn't mean that the end result will manifest itself within 72 hours, but a piece of the puzzle will definitely show up.
Right? I see.
And remember, it's always about your data stream, Karen. This is very, very important. It's about creating reality light paths outside of your data stream. Okay? It's about changing your data stream. So, for instance, if you're this is kind of a weird example, but if you're a hobo living in a cardboard box and you have a computer in front of you and you want to envision yourself living a middle-class lifestyle, okay, well, it's not going to happen within 72 hours. What will happen within 72 hours is you're going to meet somebody and that somebody's going to know somebody, okay, and that somebody that they know is going to offer you a job. Okay, and that job's going to lead to more doors that opened up. Okay, these are called light paths. They make sense in your conscious reality. Okay, you just don't wake up the next day and with a $100,000 job living in the middle income. It just doesn't work like that. It builds the reality light paths to get you to the end result. Okay, then what happens is, and this I can't stress enough because this is the beauty of manifestation. The universe will always deliver the end result in more perfection than your human mind can manifest or imagine every single time. Where the hell else would you want a dollar bill to manifest except when you're in your Zen moment running through the woods?
Hmm.
Boom, there it is. I mean, how mind-blowingly perfect is that?
Yes, that is beautiful. Yeah, that's a beautiful story. And I remember you telling the story about your mom when we were talking about the Source 1 or Source 2, I can't remember which one, about her wanting to lose weight, and she used it religiously for 3 weeks and kind of gave up. And then can you share with us that story again? Because I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I just hope she doesn't listen to this or I'm a dead man. but basically, during the beta version of the Source 1, my mom's like, I want to lose weight, and I gave her the software, and she could very clearly tell that the water had been modified via the software. And, you know, I think like 3 weeks she gave up, and then 2 months go by from the first time she used it to the end. She's like, oh, my God, I'm down 20 pounds. I've been going to the gym, and I have a personal trainer. And the conversation stopped, and she just smiled and walked away. I said, Ma, and she's like, what? I said, you need a source. And it hit her like a ton of bricks. Source had created the light paths, the conscious light paths to get her where she wanted to be. It didn't happen overnight, but it created that reality and it changed her reality around her to get her down 20 pounds or whatever, to get her motivated to go to the gym and do something. It's it's mind-blowing how the process works. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, the story I wanted to share with you is I don't know whether you heard me say this before, but I think I was using it for, healing or perfect health, that kind of thing. And I was kind of frustrated with something. I believe it was itching, which is weird. I was having this weird itching. And it was like you said, like sort of one thing happened to another. Somebody mentioned something. I kind of got intrigued and I thought, well, this is interesting. Let me look into that healing modality. And then I found out about another healing modality from the same person and I totally got into it. I loved the modality and it totally changed my life. I'll tell you, it's the emotion code and the body code. It's the two ways that I use to help heal myself and my patients. And of course, I found how to get rid of this, weird itching that I was having, what was causing it. But not only that, It was that I could now help more people in more ways. I could help more people remotely, figure out what's wrong with them, and be very, very clear and precise in my abilities to, you know, to tell them what they can do to help heal themselves. And I think if it wasn't for my symptom and really needing to find some way of helping myself, that I probably wouldn't have, you know, been as interested in learning about these other techniques. And because, you know, because I was using the source and I was thinking, gee, I wonder what's going to happen. But it's sort of like one thing led to another. I found somebody, you know, met this person, you know, made friends, and, you know, and I think it's, you know, part of my mission, yeah. You know, to do this. So it's just a fascinating way that the universe, you know, created this path for me that I would never have guessed in a million years.
But even more, could you have done it through the conscious manifestation technique? Or do you think during the bridge or the path you would have had doubt at some point and it would have failed?
Yeah.
So the point is, all the work is taken out of it. All you have to do is get the clarity in your mind and release it to push one button.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes I do the process and I think, can I have this like happen yesterday? You know, and it doesn't always happen, you know, as quick as I would like, but I could feel, you know, given my, you know, past experience with it, I could see how the way it unfolded was the way it really needed to unfold, you know, for me, for who I was, for what my mission is, who I'm supposed to help. So sometimes I would just like, you know, bang, you know, I click my fingers and all my health issues go away. But that, I don't think that's what I signed up for. So I'm okay with that. We got about a minute or two left. So I want to share with everyone, if you want to get your hands on a copy of this newest version of the Source 3, the link to go to is www.karenkan.com/TS3. So T as in Tom, S as in Sam, and then the number 3. That stands for the Source 3. So KarenKan.com/TS3. Okay, and then Peter, maybe you can share with us your website and, you know, what kind of information and support people can get around your products.
Sure. So my website is www.moderndaymystic.com. I have a new website coming out very soon, which is going to have a full-blown forum in it for the first time. All the products will be categorized within the forum. I'm pretty diligent with getting back to people within 24 hours on the forum if they have any questions. Clearly, they can email me at any time, or not call me, but email me. So all the product information is on the website. There's a lot of really good feedback up there. I'm going to be promoting the forum very soon once the new website is up and running, and it's a great, you know, it's great resource material for people looking for something very specific. It's generally been answered up there, or you can send me an email and I'm pretty quick to get back to you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, let's tell people how much is the program, and if they've bought the either Source 1 or 2 versions of the program, is there an upgrade price?
Yeah, so the price point for someone that has not bought it will be $197.
Mm-hmm.
The upgrade cost will be $97.
Okay, so $197 if you've never bought it before, and then the upgrade price would be $97. So I guess, will you have a different link on my website link for people that have had it before, or maybe I can just send you their email information?
Well, we can figure all that out. Won't be a problem.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. And lastly, this is for PCs only. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the new versions will, quote, unquote, only be supported on Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 8.1. The software will work on XP or Vista, but it will not be supported. Okay. So, again, Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1. There is no Mac version. I really don't have plans at this point to come out with a Mac version. The development cycles just don't make sense to, you know, re-architect software for a different platform. What many people do though, that have smartphones and Macs, is they generally have a Windows emulator running, and the software will work fine on that, again, as long as it's Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 8.1.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, people that have iPhones and Android devices can take control of their PCs remotely and just run the software like you would, like you're on your desktop.
Okay. Well, I only have XP. I need to upgrade my computer. Well, the software is, I mean, the Source 1, 2, and also the Aquaware works great on the XP, and I'm happy about that. But eventually I need to upgrade to the, you know, to the at least 7 or 8. So.
Yep.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Peter, again, thank you so much for sharing, you know, your amazing gift with us. And I love technology, and I love the law of attraction. I love to have an easier way to do things and feel more supported. So, you know, what a great thing that you've done to create something like this for the rest of us. So bless you.
Thank you, Karen.
All right. Take care, and to everyone listening, and thank you so much for joining us. Bye for now. Until next time.